Introducing the all-new Ford Solitude. Engineered for performance, but mostly for hiding from your family. With zero kids, zero noise, and one perfectly chilled cup holder for your secret iced coffee. Whether you're running errands or just parked two blocks from the house eating pretzels in peace, the Ford Solitude gets you there. Ford Solitude. It's not a car. It's a padded room on wheels. Now with Bluetooth for pretending you're on a call.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Well, well, well. Look who finally showed up.
It's too early for this.
Too early.
Too early? Too early for what?
This attitude of yours.
We got to get moving, man.
We got a lot of work to do.
Not enough time.
Better drink some coffee.
One coffee coming right up.
Chug. It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And,
Hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
You can get our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, usually 9-ish and something, whatever. And we do the live show. And then we take all the show segments that we do Monday through Friday each day, and we repack it into a daily podcast. And that drops around noon. You can get it on the Alexa device by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You got to throw the VA in there. And then if you want to search the Mike Show VA, you can do that wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find the link to the podcast there as well. And we even do a video simulcast of the show. So if you're listening and you didn't know that, we do a video simulcast of the show. So you can see our goofy asses on Facebook Live. At the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA. You can scroll through and watch all our Facebook Live videos, including last night's Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series from Three Roads. We had Jeshua Hunt joining us. Just an outstanding musician. We also had the folks from C Vane. Thank you so much for everybody that came out and hung out with us and listened to some great music and drank some beers and fellowshipped with each other. It was a wonderful night. All right, on today's program, we have your Lynchburg Hillcats. And speaking of the Hillcats, Keely Tuggle from Humankind is going to be joining us, and I believe she's got somebody else joining as well. And tonight, they have a game at the Lynchburg Hillcats. You get discounted tickets, and a portion of the proceeds benefits Humankind. So they're going to be in to talk about that, along with your Lynchburg Hillcats. Darius is going to be joining us from Lynchburg Community Market. We're going to talk about what's going on at the market this weekend. Plus, of course, your five random facts, your stupid criminals, we're going to get smarter with five random facts. We're going to get even smarter-est because it's Friday. We've got Nerd News next. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very, very afraid. So we've got science stories for you. And, you know, and all the regular stuff. Your audio vault, not headline news. So there's a new study out, and we're going to talk about this coming up. Kids' breakfast cereals have gotten even unhealthier, okay, over the past 15 years. And we're going to talk about that story, plus we've turned it into a top list, of course. Top signs your kids' breakfast cereal is unhealthy. Okay, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
It's the new breakfast cereal that will make you get up and go, go, go! New breakfast blocks.
Yay!
It's sugar cubes rolled in frosted flakes and then covered with melted Reese's peanut butter cups. My teeth are getting sensitive just talking about them. New breakfast blocks. Look for Peg Leg the Pirate on the box.
Arr, I just lost part of me leg eating breakfast blocks.
Don't forget, type 2 diabetes causes blindness. But don't worry, because you'll love the smell and taste of new breakfast blocks. Part of this nutritious breakfast. Just make sure you eat the toast, bacon, eggs, cheese, pancakes, fruit, vegetables, orange juice, and milk.
Mm-hmm. The Mike Show. So, all right, there's a lot of emphasis in trying to get kids to eat and drink healthier options. But apparently, that does not include the so-called most important meal of the day, breakfast. According to this, it was a study published by the American Medical Association. Kids' breakfast cereals have gotten even less healthy over the past 15 years. They looked at.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. The newly launched cereals is what they've looked at between 2010 and 2023. And they found a significant increase in fat, sodium, and sugar, decreases in protein and fiber content. Compared to 2010, total fat per serving increased 33.6%. Sodium content increased by 32.1%. Sugar increased by 10.9%. In fact, the average amount of added sugar is so high that a single serving of children's cereal is more than 45% of the American Heart Association's total daily recommended limit for children. In hour one of them being awake, I said 45% of their daily recommended limit of sugar. And that seems surprising, since everyone has known for decades that cereals marketed to children are sugary and unhealthy. But apparently, companies have discovered that parents are reluctant to fight a healthy food battle in the morning. And check this out. The study didn't include the classic stuff. They only considered 1,200 children's cereals that were newly launched in that time frame. Yes, there were almost 100 new cereals every single year in those 13 years. They did include existing brands that relaunched with a new flavor or a new formulation, or even new packaging but still. So, okay. If there's any advice for families, it's just to be aware that these cereals aren't the most nutritious choices and to try to avoid sugary processed foods and drinks as much as possible. But with that, we bring you our top list. With this study finding that children's cereals are less healthy than they were 15 years ago. Is your kid's death warrant in your breakfast pantry as we speak? I said, yeah. Find out. With today's list, it's our top list today. Top signs your kid's breakfast cereal is really unhealthy. All right, here we go, number one. The nutrition label just says, ha, right. Yeah. Top signs your kid's breakfast cereal is unhealthy. The tiger mascot's catchphrase is, they're carcinogenic. Top signs your kid's breakfast cereal is unhealthy. They're called Diabetios. Top signs, it's our top list today, top signs your kid's breakfast cereal is unhealthy. They come in unnatural colors like green, blue, and whatever Trump is. Top signs your kid's breakfast cereal is unhealthy. The front of the box has a cartoon character. The back has a warning from the Surgeon General. Top signs your kid's breakfast cereal is unhealthy. It comes in menthol. Top signs your kid's breakfast cereal is unhealthy. After your kids eat them, he's impulsive and struggles to focus. Okay, bad example. Top signs your kid's breakfast cereal is unhealthy. The prize is a health waiver. And top signs your kid's breakfast cereal is unhealthy. It snaps, it crackles, it pops when you pour milk on it. And also when you don't pour milk on it. Oh my God, it's alive. Run! It's the Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is International Hug Your Cat Day. Probably a total coincidence, but it's also International Neosporin and Band-Aids Day. A new soap is being made out of Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. First question, what were these people thinking? Second question, how do I get a job there as a ladler? Diddy is struggling to sell his $61 million Beverly Hills mansion. See, baby oil ruins carpets. And Sunday is National Dinosaur Day. My favorite dinosaurs are the T-Rex and the Rolling Stones. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and we're taking a look at tower cam position number 5. Yeah, we've added one. Taking a look up Commerce Street towards the Bank of the James building, and I think let's pan down towards the river and the bridge and the fountain. Keep panning. All right, there we go. Absolutely beautiful day on tap, although there is some rain in the forecast that should clear by the time the Hillcats play tonight. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody, because we can't afford one. All right, Let's look at this story. I was going to stick with the healthy thing, but then Billy Big Voice caught my attention with the dinosaurs. So let's do both, because I already have this one queued up. America's favorite gas station snacks. So if you're getting a snack at a gas station, let's be honest, you're not getting something healthy, like cut apples with peanut butter or freshly baked kale chips. There's a new list of America's favorite gas station snacks online. Here they are. Along with the average price, we will spare you the calorie count. Okay. Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. All right. So we're hitting the road, going on a road trip, and we hit the gas station or the convenience store. What are we getting? Well, number 11 on the list, peanut M&Ms. That's $1.81 at a gas station. Flamin' Hot Cheetos, number 10 on the list, $5.94 at a gas station. Nacho Cheese Doritos, Nacho Cheese, $5.63. That's the average price? The average price. Starburst Minis, $3.75, number 8. Bugles, $3.62. I like when the kids make them their finger, you know, like their fingernails. Snickers, $1.85. Chex Mix, $3.97. Taquitos, number 4 on the list, $1.99. Skittles, $1.91. Rice Krispie Treats at $3.96. And then Beef Jerky Time. I actually have that sound effect. Why didn't I cue it up? Let's see. Beef Jerky Time. Okay, yeah. Beef Jerky Time. Let's do a take two on that. And number one.
Beef Jerky Time.
Yeah. $5.63. $5.63 on average for beef jerky. So what's your go-to gas station snack? How about an ancient hot dog, fresh off the greasy rollers, heaped high with toppings to the point of absurdity? Maybe with a blend of fountain sodas to wash it down. I don't know. I actually prefer. Now we were in Charlottesville last weekend when we took the kids to go see Lilo and Stitch. We went to Alamo Draft House, and did I mention? I mentioned this on the Tuesday show that felt like a Monday. $250. What in the what? Now, okay, I will say this: it was nice to have a recliner. It was nice to have a table. It was nice to have a wait person, a server that took our order and brought us food. The food was good. The beers were cold. But $250 to go see a movie with the kid. Go see a kid's movie, for the love of God. Anyway, so we were driving out of town. We needed to... We needed snacks. Or we needed car snacks. After spending $250 at Alamo Draft House, and that included popcorn that they didn't take the rest of the popcorn with them. These kids, why did they not take the rest of the popcorn with them? That could have been their car snack, but they didn't. So we had to stop at a 7-Eleven right before we got on the highway. Not even a Sheetz or someplace like, you know, that is laid out really nice and has decent food. No, it had to be a greasy 7-Eleven right before getting on the highway. So it was not the best, and I said it was not the best. And yeah, so we had to stop there to get a drink and snacks. Good God. All right. What was the other story we were going to do? Oh yeah, dinosaurs. Let's see. What is this? Do we want? No, we're gonna save that for Audio Vault. This Sunday is National Dinosaur Day. So here's a question: if there was a real life Jurassic Park, would you go? Or would you rather not be eaten? I think we have music for this one. There we go. YouGov polled more than 5,000 Americans. Most of us don't think it would be worth the risk. Less than a third say they would definitely buy a ticket. Only 29% said that they would go. 50% said absolutely, positively not. And 21% said maybe. Men were more likely to say yes, 35% versus 23% of women. And the older you are, the less likely you are to think that it would be a fun experience. Only 17% of seniors would go to a real-life Jurassic Park, compared to 41% of people under the age of 30. They also asked if people think we should try to bring back dinosaurs like they did in the movie. I mean, it's only a matter of time, right? They're bringing back the woolly mammoth. They brought back they brought back other critters. And this is the most scary one. We might talk about this in Nerd News. But this is the most scary one. They found some sort of a virus or a bacteria or something that was buried in the permafrost in where was it? It was in Russia. It was in Siberia, and it was so down in the ice core. And it's like 20,000, 30,000, don't quote me, but 20,000, 30,000 years old, a virus or a bacteria that's 20,000 to 30,000 years old. And they're actually thawing that thing out.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
I mean, good God, why? Why would somebody do something like that?
What a delicious task that is, yes.
Lord. Anyway, by the way, Jurassic Park turns 32 next month. It hits theaters nationwide. It hit theaters nationwide, rather, June 11th, 1993. All right, on the way, we have, we're going to get really smart with five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by something I'd like to sink my teeth into. I said, it's a Jersey Mike's sub.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go and we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. According to the FBI, the number of bank robberies has declined by nearly 85% since peaking in 1992. One reason is there's more risk and less reward. In the 1960s, the average bank robbery was worth about $5,200, or by today's standards, $46,000 in today's money. In recent years, the average take is around $4,200, and that's $4,200.
Yeah.
Today's money. Plus,
they
with all the
producing those little cartoon thief bags with the dollar sign on them.
Well, I think they still have those at the bank, you know, for you know, the robberies. But they all come equipped with the dye pack already built into them. But the other thing is, with all the cameras, with all the, you know, face recognition software that's out there. Oh, it's like $4,200 and you're bound to get caught.
Oh yeah, you're doomed from the start.
Mm-hmm. Number two, the first professional football league in America was called the National Football League, but it has no relation to the modern National Football League. It lasted one season in 1902 and featured a mix of football players and pro baseball players playing football. Number three, FedEx. Let me get some music going here. FedEx almost went under back in the 1970s in their early years. They only had $5,000 in the bank and needed to pay off a $24,000 debt. They're still around because their founder, get this, he took the last $5,000 they had and he went to Vegas. He gambled on blackjack and won.
Hear that, everybody? Profitable business strategies. Your business
strategy. He won $27,000 and paid off the $24,000 debt and still had $3,000 in the bank.
He still had $3,000 left.
Mm-hmm. Number four, the first African-American to win an Oscar for something other than acting was Isaac Hayes. He won the Best Original Song for the theme from Shaft, 1971. The bad mother. What?
Wow.
Number five, the reason. Oh, good Lord. The reason Hitler. Yeah. Shaved his mustache down to a square is because he had trouble fitting a regular mustache into a gas mask. Good Lord. And those are your five random facts, I
random
guess.
Random indeed. We had a quick grab bag here. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Random.
That's the most random you could possibly get. Gambling FedEx's money to shaving down your mustache to fit into a gas mask. Anywho. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us on the Finally Friday edition. Darius is joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. What's going on, man?
I am doing great. I'm looking at this weather forecast, and I think the rain is slightly shifting, so we should have a little bit of sunshine tomorrow.
Okay.
Earlier in the week, it was looking like it was going to be raining on us all day tomorrow, but I think that's cleared up. So I'm happy about that. The farmers will be happy about that, and you should be happy about that. So make sure you come on out and see us down at the market. We'll have plenty going on. We're getting right into the mix of our spring, our summer season. So we've got an awesome assortment of flowers, all the colorful produce, meats, everything that you could want. So come on down and see us. It should be a good day tomorrow.
It's you know, any day at Lynchburg Community Market is just fine. But yeah, weather-wise, we're keeping an eye on it as well. And tonight, we might get a little bit of rain this afternoon. Tonight it should clear out a little bit better. So we'll keep an eye on that. But that should not deter you from getting down to Lynchburg Community Market. As you can see with the graphic there, it's totally covered. And there are plenty of indoor shops as well. You can grab all your produce. You can grab your meats. You can grab...
Keep taking time.
Yeah, you can get that at Lynchburg Community Market. And plenty of gift ideas. Father's Day right around the corner.
It is, yeah.
Yep,
we had a lot of people come out. We did a post about some of the meats and grill goods that you can have at the market for Memorial Day, and we had a ton of people come out. So definitely get Dad one of those big old nice T-bone steaks that's farm fresh. Nice. Do stuff like that. I always love seeing people think local when they make a special meal for somebody, because I think that just adds another element to it when the ingredients are source from your community. So make it special, throw something on the grill for Dad. We got tons of fun stuff, trinkets inside as well. So come out and see us. There's plenty to do and see. And even if we do get some showers, like Mike said, we have the whole interior portion where you can come in, dry off, get a warm bite to eat. We got tables to lounge at, hang out at. One-stop shop for everything.
Yep, and plenty of things to do, and you're open during the rest of the week. You have regular hours as well.
Absolutely. We're not just open on Saturday. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2, which means all throughout the week you can swing down and visit our restaurants and shops. We have a huge – there's a bakery, a coffee shop. and tons of hot service food restaurants. So I love seeing people come down during the week, grab a book, grab a friend, people with their laptops, just enjoying some scenery, getting out of the house. So yeah, not just Saturdays. You can come and see us all throughout the week.
Absolutely. Lynchburg Community Market, physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg, with free parking, plenty of parking. And it's really actually easy to get around. It got a little bit of construction going on. That when is that wrapping up, by the way? So
it's supposed to be this fall, late fall, I want to say. And then they'll ship from in front of our block. So we're beyond the halfway point, from my understanding. Okay. And like I said, once you actually get down here, the traffic pattern is not hard at all. No. So it may look intimidating from afar, but DLA and the construction company, they did such a good job at making sure patrons can clearly navigate not only downtown, but around the market and then around all of the construction zone as a whole. So we're very excited about that. Given the circumstances, I feel like we lucked out with what we're dealing with.
Yeah. And you've got plenty of parking. You have your own parking lots, free parking downtown on Saturdays, all around the area. And you'll figure out, once you get down there, you'll see, as Darius said, it is so easy to navigate. It's not even worth making a fuss over. And you guys are physically located again on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown, and on the interwebs where?
We're at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com, and then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Well, Darius, thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday. We look forward to hearing from you, and look forward to seeing you at the market.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
All right. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. And we have Keely and Paige are here from Humankind. Hi.
Yes, Finally Friday. We're so excited.
It really is. Yeah, well, I mean, we had a four-day work week. Which really, I think...
Well, some of us did.
You worked on Monday?
Yes.
Did you really?
We work on Monday.
Did you?
I did not.
Really?
Yes. You did, well, Paige, I did not.
All right. So I did not... Well, all right. Full disclosure, I actually did come in on Monday to finish post-production on a video.
Okay.
But I didn't, like, I didn't do the show and I didn't work a full day. You know, I just came in and I did that.
Yeah.
But having Monday, like, off... really messed me up.
Yeah.
Because then you have to jam all, you know, a full week's worth of work into 4 days. And it's maddening.
I feel so terrible for you, as I was working all day on Monday. I'm so sorry, Mike, you had that experience.
All right, let's rewind. So we all worked really hard this week, and including Monday. Oh, sorry.
No.
Hi.
No. Well, it wasn't a great pool day either. For Memorial Day, it was right chilly and kind of overcasty.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't a great pool day. So I guess if you took off, maybe you just decided to work anyway.
I you know, we were going to head up to the pool.
Yeah.
But then, you know, they canceled the whole, you know, big pool party thing and the cookout. And
Memorial Day kickoff.
Like, why? Yep. So why even go? It's just there's no purpose. So I went to work. And so did you.
And so did I.
Yeah. And Paige didn't.
I got to stay at home in my PJs, and it was a beautiful day.
A beautiful day inside.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that either. But that's not why you're here.
It's not why we're here.
We're here to talk about Humankind's Night at the Hillcats, which is tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. So for all you last-minute Lynchburgers, you have the opportunity to get discounted tickets and support a great cause, humankind. So who wants to tell us about the organization in generalities?
Sure.
And so that everybody's on the same page and understands what humankind is and what does it do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So humankind started over 120 years ago. So we are, you know, one of the oldest nonprofits here in Lynchburg. We have morphed over the years and we run five programs in six locations across the state of Virginia. Okay. We focus on two things. One is stabilizing and enriching families units, and the other thing is removing barriers for those experiencing poverty. And so that looks like I need a job or a better job, and we have workforce development programs that will help you with that. You need to own your own transportation to be a reliable employee to start employment. Mm-hmm. And we have a ways to work program that can help with that. People who are deemed unbankable by the banks, mm-hmm. they don't have credit or they have had credit issues. We will walk you through that program and lend our own money because we own our own CDFI now. And okay. So we will lend our own money so that you can own a car and become a reliable employee.
Now, let's deep dive on this one.
Sure.
Real quick, because yep. I find this this program fascinating.
I know you like this
and
one.
I really do.
I'm
a big supporter of this one. I'm a big supporter of all your programs, but this one was such a great idea. About how many folks have you helped with transportation and getting their own vehicle since the program started?
I would love to have that number on the top of my brain, Mike, and I just don't.
my apologies.
But I can tell you.
Let's rewind it.
Yeah. Ask me a different question.
I love the Ways to Work program, and I'd love to find out at some point in the future how many people have benefited from
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. You know, in the past year, we have helped hundreds just in Lynchburg.
Okay.
Just in Lynchburg alone. And we expand this program as we're able to in areas that we find a need for the program and areas that will help us fund to get that started in that area. So we have an office in Bedford. And we have our newest location is actually in Warrenton, and that is one of our six locations. It is the most north that we have a humankind location, and that location is only services Ways to Work clients.
Okay.
So brand new, but they are rolling.
Nice.
And so the program is definitely needed. There are so many people that cannot start their work, you know, experience, or, you know, they want to get off of, you know, for some people, bus line jobs are a thing. I take a job because it is on the bus line,
sure.
Because I don't own my own transportation. And there is research that will tell you that bus line locations pay their employees less. Because they know.
Wow.
Right. Because they know that the employees need to be on a bus line, having a bus line employer.
Wow.
And so to be able to get off of those bus line employers, you have to own your own transportation.
Yeah.
So this is huge, and it is a huge barrier for people who are experiencing poverty. So Ways to Work. So our third way that we help those experiencing poverty is I need childcare. And not only I need childcare, I need free childcare.
Yeah.
Because I can't accept an entry-level position and be able to afford quality care for my child during the day while I'm working.
Absolutely.
And that's a huge barrier. And so I mean, you know, this in the crux is what humankind is. But I think what makes us really special is that every person, every individual and family that we help is treated as an individual. Mm-hmm. We will never slide a sheet across, a checklist across the table and say, this is how you should improve your life. Let's work through steps 1 through 7.
Yeah.
The question is always asked, you know, it's always the dignity of choice of our clients. How would you like to improve? What is it that you would like to accomplish? What are your goals? And that is the starting point where we start with our clients.
This is all such common sense, basic stuff.
Thank you.
And why doesn't everybody see it this way? Why can't people see that, you know, what all kinds of folks are going through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think for Lynchburg, we talk to a lot of people in this line of work. And I think, you know, what I have found is that there are people still in Lynchburg that don't know that there are people in Lynchburg struggling. right? And I think it's easy if it's easy to stay in your bubble, right? That's a very easy thing to do. I have kids and I'm running my kids to places and my kids are friends with like-minded people in the same demographic. And if you don't, if you're not forced to get out of the bubble of running to the same grocery store, of going to the same restaurants, it's easy to not be aware, to not see it because it's not in your bubble.
You obviously have volunteer opportunities.
We do.
And things for things for folks to participate. Can folks invite their kids to volunteer and participate in things? Because I've found that that really is an eye-opener for my kids to see that and to see, you know, not everybody lives this way. Not everybody, you know, has these opportunities. And a lot of the kids that you go to school with are really struggling. And you're friends with them and you know, but you don't know.
Yes, we have lots of volunteer opportunities. In fact, we have an employee that's dedicated. She's our volunteer coordinator who coordinates the volunteer opportunities. Some of those are coming to campus and helping with campus projects. Some of those are with our events. We have an Easter egg hunt out in Bedford. So not, you know, not only the Lynchburg locations, but we have events out in our other satellite locations as well. And so many opportunities across the state. You know, I mean, you know very well our largest fundraiser is the Lynchburg Turkey Trot. And to have volunteers come out on Thanksgiving morning is an incredible experience that you can share with your kids and do it as a family.
Absolutely. So speaking of events, you guys have tonight, it's Humankind at the Hillcats. Paige, let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So tonight, hopefully weather permitting, we will be out joining the Hillcats. If you visit humankind.org, go to our events, you can see there will be a link out there for $8. You can get a discounted ticket. $3 out of that ticket will come back to Humankind.
Oh, wow.
Which is phenomenal. We are super thankful for the Hillcats for teaming up with us for this. You do have to, again, buy those tickets through the link. So you will not be able to buy them at box office and for it to benefit Humankind at this time.
Gotcha.
But it's going to be a great time. The doors open at 5:30. The event kicks off at 6:30. We will have a table there. So please stop by and come say hello to some of our program folks. Learn a little bit more about us. But yeah, grab your friends, grab your family, go online, get your tickets, come out, have a lovely evening, and support those members in your community that just need the extra help.
Yeah.
It is always a great time at the ballpark, and it is so affordable, but now it's even more affordable. But a portion of those proceeds goes back to you guys.
Right.
So it's just, it's win-win-win-win-win for the community and for everybody. If you go to humankind.org and click on their events button, you'll see the event for tonight's game. And it is tonight's game. Purchase your tickets through that link. And we're going to link that up on this broadcast at the Mike Show VA.
Great. Love it.
All right.
Absolutely.
So speaking of Turkey Trot, when does the planning go into play? When do you start planning for the next year?
Well, Paige and I started earlier this week. So most people don't think of the Turkey Trot and Thanksgiving in May. But these two people do.
Last year, how was that? How was Turkey Trot?
Phenomenal turnout.
Amazing.
We had our largest crowd ever. We ended up with 3950 was our total registration number last year. Our course capacity is 4,000. And so we are so close to maxing out. And we hope that we'll get there this year.
Okay, cool. Well, when can folks purchase tickets for that?
So you can register starting around August 15th is when our when our website will go live for that event. And so we're eagerly seeking sponsorships at this moment. Corporate sponsorships for anybody who wants to offset the cost of the race so that all of the income generated from registrations goes right to our families and programs.
Well, and again, you can learn more about that at humankind.org, and we will be helping to promote things that you do all throughout the rest of the year. We've got a test drive interview scheduled that we'll be doing for Turkey Trot. So lots and lots of ways for you to connect with Humankind. It's a fantastic organization. So learn more, again, by visiting humankind.org and buy your ticket for tonight's game. It's only $8 and $3 goes back to Humankind.
Absolutely.
And it's tonight's game. And let me look at I think this one will be quicker. I want to look at the forecast. Did you guys look at the forecast?
It's not looking super great, if I'm being honest, which does make me sad. But
no.
For anybody,
I think it'll be fun.
For anyone who has purchased a ticket, though, that ticket is still usable at any other regular season game.
No, and so I still think it'll be fun.
Yes,
I'm pulling up the thing right now. It actually looks good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Either that or you're a great liar on air. I don't know.
By 8 o'clock, there's only a 2% chance of precipitation.
Oh, then it drops off.
Yeah.
Okay.
6 p.m., 34% chance. 7 p.m., 23% chance.
Okay.
If they've got the field tarped,
yes,
it should be fine. And
Jose at the Hillcats, please tarp the field. That's Mike's recommendation.
Yeah, well, they got it. I'm pretty sure they got it. And what we'll ask, we're going to ask Dallas.
Well, you have the Hillcats coming in after us today.
Yeah.
Yes. So Dallas, please remind him to tarp the field.
I will.
Good catch, Mike.
So yeah. There you go. No, it's looking as if you'll be fine. There's around 6 o'clock. Around 6 o'clock, it's partly sunny. It's mostly sunny around 7, 8, 2% chance of rain.
Great.
Beautiful.
So,
we love that.
Although, you did bring up a very, very good point. The tickets that you purchase online at humankind.org are good for any game.
Yeah.
And you guys still benefit.
Yes.
And you still get the discount. So, you know, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
Win. Mm-hmm. Win. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You are an incredible partner for nonprofits in town, so thank you for having us on today.
Oh, shucks.
We appreciate it. No, absolutely. Thank you for all you do for Lynchburg nonprofits.
Absolutely. I love this area, and this is one of the very simple ways that we can do good.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
And then the rest of the time, anyway.
Shenanigans.
We have fun otherwise.
Shenanigans. Yes, thank you. I love that word. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have, we're going to get really smart with nerd news. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very, very afraid. That is all on the way. I think we solved all the world's problems.
Well, we're still debating on these cupcakes on the table.
Yeah.
The 1-year-old cupcakes on the table, is that your science experiment for the next segment?
Those are going to sit probably for the next year or two to determine if there's any degradation of the cupcake material itself. And so far, it hasn't.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Over a year. Well, if it starts moving towards you, run.
Okay, yes, we have a very large problem.
All right. More to come back after this. It's The Mike Show.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is The Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Dallas joins us from your Lynchburg Hillcats. Hey there.
Hey, Mike. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Now, all right, so Tuesday felt like Monday, and we had, at least for me, it was a four-day work week. Although I did come in Monday to do some post-production on a video, just because it was so crappy out, you know, nothing was going on. But we digress. You were probably working all week long.
I was. Yep. We worked over the weekend, and then we came in Monday as well. I did leave around 3:30 Monday, so it wasn't a full work day, but just enough. Just enough to be aggravating.
No, I just feel like an ass now. Because you know, I'm complaining about how Monday threw off my entire week, And I just feel like an ass because everybody that has been in studio has said, I worked Monday. So yeah. And then there's me anyway, but that's not why you're here. We're here to talk about the Lynchburg Hillcats. How are they doing this week?
They're doing great. So we're 2-1 against the Nationals this week. We had a Tuesday was where we had all that weather, right? So, yeah. So pulled tarp, canceled or postponed. And then Wednesday, we did a doubleheader.
Okay.
Game yesterday.
I was instructed by Keely from Humankind to remind you to please put the tarp out because we might have a little bit of rain this afternoon. But the forecast looks promising for a little bit later as we get into like the 6 o'clock hour. And so they really want to play the game.
Yeah, I mean, dude, we can't hide from it. Like, it feels like it only rains on game weeks. But no, we're ready. We all have our rain boots. I got my pickle hat on because it's pickleball night. But this hat's waterproof.
Oh, so, cool.
Oh yeah.
All right.
We had a situation actually where we had to pull tarp, and it was like a monsoon, like a couple weeks ago. Yeah. All of a sudden, and then my hat. I was pulling the tarp, and then my hat like flew off. Of course, right into a puddle of water, and then just got poured on. I picked it up and ringed it out, and we were good to go.
Nice. All right. So, pickleball hat. Tell us about the pickleball connection with your promotions.
Yeah. So we're doing a pickleball giveaway. So we have this company out of Richmond, Performance Pickleball, who really wanted to do something fun. Pickleball is obviously a growing sport, and it's growing fast. I mean, I heard about it for the first time like a couple of years ago, and now it seems like everyone's heard about it. Everyone has a paddle, all that good stuff. So we're doing a couple fun things. I believe tonight DJ's doing like pickle balls. So they're like, he took a melon baller.
Okay.
And he's balling out pickles, and then he's going to batter them up in like cornbread and fry them.
Dude.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Good stuff. We did experiment with hollowing out a pickle, putting a hot dog in it, battering it and frying it, and it worked for, you know, like 3 out of 5. But
wow.
It was good stuff too.
Well, that's excellent. The food this year has just been amazing. It is every year, but you guys really, really stepped up and changed up the menu a little bit. Your prices are way down, and that is big thanks. I mean, for an organization to step up in an economy like this to lower prices, that's amazing.
Right. Well, I mean, honestly, the way I see it, like, you know, I have a family of 5. So yeah. For me to be able to bring out my kids, my wife and kids, and eat and watch a game, you know, 2 hours, right? 2 hours of enjoyment for the same price that we would spend, you know, 30 minutes at a restaurant or something. Like that's kind of the goal, you know, a family fun outing for the summer. There's very few, if it doesn't involve hiking or water here, you know, you're kind of, you don't have much to do that's cheap, you know? So really just coming down as much as we can and fostering in like a family friendly environment is kind of what we're going for. But then also, of course, trying to add that fun minor league spin on it.
So I mentioned this on the show a little bit earlier, and I'll mention it to you. And this goes right along with, you know, where else can you find an affordable family night out? We took the kids to go see a movie. We went to a fairly well-known movie chain out in Charlottesville. I think you probably know which one it was. We ended up spending with us and the kids and food and beverages and popcorn. I'm embarrassed to even say $250. I know. Tell me. No, right. So yeah. I'm like, when I see Lynchburg Hillcat prices, and you can get food, you can get the tickets, you can get a beverage, and it is so affordable. That is the go to place that you guys should be spending your money all summer long. It's just such a great time.
you're walking in, you're either walking in getting something free or leaving with fireworks or leaving after having gotten, you know, 50% off on beer or concessions. Yeah. I mean, there's always, you know, we have something different going on every day. And then of course, like, you know, Sundays we're doing our free kids club. You get in free to every Sunday game. Mm-hmm. And then we have like a small upcharge for their parents and stuff. So it's not, I mean, they're not even paying the full price of a ticket. You know, it's, we're really trying to make it as affordable as possible. And, you know, like I said, like next year with all the fun stuff coming, you know, we want you to be able to bring your kids and have them enjoy all these carnival games and, you know, let them ride a carousel while you can have a beer and watch a baseball game. You know, like the kids don't want to watch the baseball game for the most part. So we get that, you know, we understand. I remember when I was a kid, like I went to a lot of Hillcats games and dude, we ran to the hill, you know, and did whatever you do over on the hill back then. But you know, my dad's like, hey, here's $20 or something, like make it last. And he would enjoy the game, you know?
Yep.
But being able to kind of, I don't want to say babysit, right? Because some people do see that side to it, but to be able to offer all those extra things and like the extra amenities for the kids, we have free arcade games and stuff for them now. So face painting on the weekends, it's just different stuff, you know?
No, and it's great to have so many things for everybody in the family to, you know, just have an enjoyable time out at the ballpark. And speaking of discounts, tonight, if you purchase your tickets, and you have to purchase them through Humankind, if you go to humankind.org and just click on their events tab, you'll see Humankind at the Hillcats. Click on that ticket link. It's $8, and with that, you get a ticket, and the $3 of that goes back to Humankind. Am I correct?
That's correct. Yeah. So I believe they're part of something we have called Community Champions. So we do with a lot of nonprofits, and essentially it's a fundraiser. You know, like what better way to fundraise than, again, an experience, a cheaper experience. You know, going back to like when I was playing sports and we were doing fundraising, you know, I was trying to sell turkeys or chocolate and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you might not have $60 for a turkey, but you might have $8 for a ticket to a baseball game.
Absolutely. And then a portion of that $3 goes back to Humankind. And by the way, that ticket is still good if tonight gets postponed for whatever reason.
Correct.
That ticket is still good. So you can use that for any upcoming regular season home game. So it's a win. You can't lose by purchasing that ticket, but you can only get it today through the Humankind website. If you go to humankind.org and just click on their event tab. So this weekend, what can we expect?
So tonight we have the pickleball paddle giveaway. So you have this guy. And then, so they're actually like super good quality too.
That's awesome.
I've played pickleball once, but we got a couple.
Let me see that again. That is a great paddle.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're sick.
Oh man, dude.
Like they're not, you know, they're not cheap. They're not light.
No. That looks legit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff. Can't wait to use it actually.
Nice.
But so we have that tonight, and then we have tomorrow fireworks, of course, every Saturday. And then Sunday we have that youth jersey giveaway. I believe I showed it last week, but they're like the old vintage Hillcats jerseys.
Yeah.
Button down, the old school lettering, old school South Pole on the sleeve, hole nine. And I mean, dude, I posted it last week.
Yeah.
And the amount of people that are like that were, hey, you know, we need that as an adult giveaway also. So we are working on that. We're looking into that. But I agree. I want to be able to wear one as well. So I'm going to try to fit into a youth XL and see what happens.
Yeah, I don't think that would work for me. But all right. Well, Dallas, as always, thank you so much for taking time today. You can get your tickets to any game this weekend. Again, tonight's game, if you go to humankind.org, get your tickets for tonight's game. But for the rest of the weekend, and the rest of the season, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. That's where you'll also learn about all their promotions. You'll learn about their schedule. You can buy tickets. You can even listen to the game broadcast when they're on the road Come on out and support your hometown team. It is the Lynchburg Hillcats. Dallas, thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains. You may have missed. Here we go. Here's a quick rundown. We still don't know why we can't tickle ourselves. Researchers in the Netherlands did a deep dive on it. Fun fact, the scientific term for aggressively tickling is gargalesis. How do you pronounce that? Let me get a pronunciation key on this. I'm sorry, right out of the gate, I'm derailing the segment. It's like pronounce. We'll get our Pronouncify lady. No, we don't. No Pronouncify lady. All right, fine. Here. Is there a thingy? No, not on that one. I am. Here, let's do this one.
Gargalesis.
I did say it right. I didn't. It wasn't the best pronunciation, but I did say it right. All right, so that's the scientific term for aggressively tickling. In the If You Stink news, a study found perfume, cologne, and scented lotions disrupt the natural cloud of chemicals that surround our body. It's called your human oxidation field, almost like a natural force field of chemicals. They're not sure what the health effects of messing with that might be. All right. In bug news, two of the most destructive types of termites have started mating in South Florida, of course, creating a sort of super termite. Yeah. In bird news.
Oh, no, not the bees!
No, bird. The study found hummingbirds have evolved to have thinner, longer beaks, and it's because of hummingbird feeders. They got popular after World War II, so it took them less than a century to evolve longer beaks. And in space news, SpaceX exploded another rocket. Other space news, astronomers found a perfect sphere in deep space that's invisible but blasting out X-rays, and nobody knows what it is. A study, this is totally separate, this is a different story. A study found Uranus
in the buttocks.
No, the planet looks a lot different than it did 20 years ago. I mean, mine does. I mean,
in the buttocks.
People who studied it said the structure has changed and Uranus has gotten paler.
Keep checking time.
Yep. And that's your nerd news this week in science. All right, coming up, we have sounds, and we will lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, the 100 most watched shows of the past TV season are out. Squid Game from Netflix is on the top, but ABC, Amazon, and CBS also has some shows that made the top five.
CBS congratulates Tracker and Reacher for making the top five of the most watched shows of the past television season. And with the success of Tracker and Reacher, look for these shows coming next fall to CBS. Watcher, Runner, Jumper, Hugger, Kisser, Humper, Flasher, Grabber, and Stinker. Next season on CBS.
Okay, let's go to viral videos. What would your reaction be to this? Your flight has been delayed for 2 hours. Then you circle Orlando for another 2 hours. The flight attendant hands the crew microphone to a young girl so she can sing Disney songs a cappella. Do you record and make snarky comments on social media? Do you post this as your worst nightmare and personal hell? Or C, jump out of a rear door and always be remembered as the person who opened a rear door mid-flight just to avoid a girl singing Disney songs, even though, ironically, you were on your way to Disney? A and B actually happened. The flight attendant looks like she has a migraine. Here, listen.
I know everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can make us strong, I can lead with pride, I'll be satisfied if I play along. But the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me? If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know how far I'll go.
A 28-year-old British daredevil, there he is, broke a Guinness World Record by performing 7 backflips in 30 seconds. Big deal, you say? Well, he did it while he was on fire. Here's Ryan Looney on the cold stuff he wore to achieve his acrobatic feat.
I was freezing. I am wearing a couple of layers that are soaked in a gel and put in a fridge for 24 hours. So it helped protect me from the fire. So that's me. I'm on fire. So we're 7 seconds in and I've done 2 backflips. So I'm on good track to beat the previous record. And I need to move quickly. The oxygen's burning up around me. If I don't keep moving, I could find it very difficult to breathe and find the heat a bit too overwhelming. There are parts that are actually falling off what I'm wearing and burning.
My successful record total was 7 backflips in 30 seconds while engaging in a full body burn. It's incredible what humans can achieve.
Yeah, it sure is. A woman says that she ate a bunch of chocolates before bed and didn't know they were loaded with caffeine. Here she is talking about it.
At 11 o'clock, I cracked open this tin of chocolates that was given to me in the pitch black dark, and I had 6 pieces. And then I went to bed, and about an hour later, I was awoken in a sweat with a numb face and tingling hands and uncontrollably shaking, and I spent the next 5 hours dry heaving over the toilet. At about 6 a.m., the sun rose on my tin of chocolates, where I read, "One square contains 66 milligrams of caffeine per serving." So I essentially had 6 shots of espresso before I went to bed, which is crazy because I've actually never had even 1 shot of espresso in my entire life.
Okay. Let's see. Should we save this for stupid criminals? I don't know if there's any law here. Or if they're going to court over this. I don't know. Let's just play it now. A lady on TikTok is going viral after claiming her ex-boyfriend passed gas right next to her face, and it gave her a sinus infection that lasted 7 years. Here's Christine Connell telling her side of the story.
We dated like 7 years ago. I've had a persistent sinus infection ever since he and I stayed in a hotel one night after I had surgery and he farted terribly. I got my sinus infection cultured today and it is E. coli. You usually don't get E. coli in your sinuses because E. coli is from poop. I don't know, how does that get in your sinuses unless you have a boyfriend who farts disgustingly and you are forced to inhale it because you are immobile after ankle surgery?
In the butt talk, so.
Yeah. So no. All right, are we going to a comedian? Let's go to sports. The lights kept going out on last night's Women's College World Series game between UCLA and Oregon. Games had gotten backed up earlier in the day due to rain and lightning, so when the clock struck 10, this happened within minutes of each other.
Fouled away by Clements. And there go the lights. A rise ball so ferocious. It turned out the lights here in Oklahoma.
Right at 10 p.m. It's not used to playing games this late. That's why.
And some folks in the crowd get out their flashlights. Savvy Pola, a well-deserved All-American year. Oh, there go the lights again. Well, this is an interesting subplot. We didn't have to take Big Ten after dark that literally.
I know, right?
Now, after 2 outages, the lights stayed on. Ironically, they were playing at OGE Energy Park. I believe I got that right. Right? I don't know. Anyway, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since Sunday is National Dinosaur Day. I said National Dinosaur Day.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Here's comedian Colin Moulton on Dinos and Wiener Dogs.
Have you ever watched the shows on dinosaurs and they all sound the same? The big ones went, ah, and the little ones went, ee! They don't know from the bones, they're making that up. For all they know, it's like, shh. Don't you feel bad for animals, all the stuff we put them through? I got a half wiener dog, half retriever. That's a dog. Half wiener dog, half retriever. Have you ever seen a dog like that? It's a big dog with little wiener dog legs. Like a lab that got lowered. And when I first saw him, he was laying down. And then he just started moving. And I'm like, oh, it's a hover dog. We got to get a hover dog. That's awesome. That's a hover dog. I want more of those. And I asked the dude, I go, how did this happen? He goes, wiener dog. Anytime take wiener dog, big dog, you made him. That's what you get. You get a big dog, little legs. I was like, really? You never get that the other way around? Like a little dog with really long legs? Man, I'd have a whole herd of daddy long dogs. That'd be awesome.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. All right, a 37-year-old man in Ohio named Joshua Huey went to a Home Depot, pretended to be a sales rep from DeWalt Tools, and started cutting open sealed boxes, including lawnmowers. He used bolt cutters from a neighboring aisle to break a lock on a metal gate containing power tools. He damaged the gate in the process. Now, that might have been the first sign something was awry, right? Then he attempted to walk out of the store with a flatbed cart loaded with 23 items, including DeWalt batteries, saws, blowers, and grinders. The merchandise was worth more than $4,200. He was arrested and charged with felony theft, possessing criminal tools, and vandalism. The store says there's video footage of the scheme, and they're handing it over to police. And then there are this. Police in Jacksonville, Florida are looking for a man with a long mustache who stole a ferret from a pet store by shoving it down his pants. Here's the store employee, Holly Lafferty, talking about the theft.
To me, it's crazy because we have cameras all in the store, so the little bit of camouflage that he did do wasn't very camouflaged because he was right there on the camera, very easy to be spotted.
With a ferret in his pants.
In the buttocks. So.
No, in his pants. Anyway, so.
Nice beaver.
Yeah, no ferret.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
In Missouri, a car went airborne and crashed into the roof of a veterans hall. This is now the second car to do so in just a few months. In fact, they were still repairing the damaged roof from the first car that did it. Here are eyewitnesses talking about the accident.
We come down here and the car's embedded in the building again.
That engine comes out. I couldn't imagine how a human wouldn't come out of the car if he wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Good Lord. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 61-year-old Marine, former Marine, retired Marine in Alaska, got hit by a rock slide and pinned under a 700-pound boulder on Saturday, but he's okay. Rescuers heard what had happened and said they fully expected to be recovering a body when they showed up. Here's Kel Morris talking about being between a rock and a hard place.
As it went down, and then it's a blur. I don't know what happened. I was tumbling. I landed in the water. I could hear that noise that large rocks make as they're rolling over each other. I landed up face down in the river, and then I felt the rock hit me in the back and pinned me down.
Good Lord. And he's still alive, and that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio. 434.